From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, changes in the way our national forests are run. We'll talk with one of the officials who's implementing new rules. First, this. Record snowfalls in many parts of the nation are causing major delays for holiday travelers. Patience, patience, patience. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has the latest.
This holiday season is expected to have a record number of travelers crossing the country, mostly by plane and automobile. Those travel plans have been frozen, literally, by a surprise series of winter storms that have been pasting several areas of the country.
If you're trying to go back through the Midwest, you can just about forget it, because really anywhere from Texarkana, Texas, all the way up to Cleveland, you're going to run into some wintry problems from what's already on the ground.
Travelers who'd been dreaming of the white Christmas of movie lore have been stuck in another movie entirely. Misery. Usually sunny Lubbock, Texas was covered with 3 incapacitating inches of snow yesterday, almost twice the city's 1986 record. And snow continues to fall in the Texas panhandle, accompanied by record-breaking cold. Yesterday, the weather grounded hundreds of flights at busy Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Delays of up to 2 hours were not unusual. American Airlines, which is headquartered in Dallas, canceled 230 flights at DFW yesterday, according to a spokesman. More delays are expected today. Kentucky and Ohio have had heavy snows, as have the lower parts of Michigan. Some parts of Arkansas will see snow for the 9th time in the 120 years that records have been kept. But the weather may keep Christmas from being a very merry one there for thousands of residents, as many businesses have been forced to close. In Indiana, First Sergeant Michael Bennett of the Indiana State Police in Jasper says this storm is the worst he's seen since he was a young trooper in 1978. Conditions, he says, are grim.
Well, right now, the interstate that runs through the southern part of Indiana, which is I-64, that runs basically from Louisville, Kentucky, over to St. Louis, is at a standstill and has been for the last 10 to 11 hours with the snow drifts and the record amounts of snow that we've received, about, in some cases, 20 to 24 inches.
Bennett says stranded motorists have been rescued by state police and National Guardsmen in Humvees, who have escorted them to local shelters to wait out the storm. It is, he says, quite a little mess. This close to the holidays, the inclination, says Sergeant Bennett, is to get in the car and go, even though the weather reports aren't encouraging. But Michael Bennett wants drivers in Indiana and other snow-ravaged parts of the country to put the brakes on their holiday enthusiasm.
I understand everybody wants to get home to Christmas or to relatives, but right now the best thing to do is don't leave your home, at least till we get everything cleared up.
And that's assuming it doesn't snow again anytime soon. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.